Welcome to the Ribs and Knits podcast, where we cover everything godly and girly. We're going to be looking at what we should be clothing ourselves in. You have a choice in life. Do you want to clothe yourself in something that brings you joy and comfort? Or do you want to clothe yourself in something that looks kind of good, but gives you a rash in the long run? We get this choice in life, and we're going to be covering which choice to make. Let's do it together. Let's go. Hello, and welcome back to the Ribs and Knits podcast. This is my dad.
This is me. I'm her dad.
Dad and Emily are together today, and my dad's called Matt. And he's a church pastor. Didn't give my mum an intro, but apparently in this episode, my dad does get one. I did an episode with my mum, and same stuff kind of applies with daughterhood, with being with your dad. But we're going to talk about daughterhood, fatherhood, loving your dad well, respecting your dad, not being at odds with each other. And we're going to have 15 minutes to chat this over. And yeah, anything you want to say at the start?
It's great to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
It's okay.
Hope I don't embarrass you too much.
It's all right. I love you. So we'll go for it. We've got 15 minutes on the timer. So the first thing I'm going to start with is Romans 12:18 that says, if at all possible, as far as depends on you, live at peace with everyone. And I think something that's really important about fatherhood and daughterhood is remembering you're not at war. Like, you're not at odds with each other. Like, we are on the same team. You love each other, your dad loves you and wants you in hopefully most situations. And something that I had to learn is that we, not everything was an argument, not everything was a fight with us. And I think in our past we have definitely been ones to raise our voices. We're very similar, and that comes out
quite,
I think, similar. If you're with someone similar a lot, you sometimes get annoyed at them because it's like, stop being me in my space. And so the Bible literally tells us, if possible, so there might be situations where you're like, me and my dad are not okay. He's done some awful things.
Awful.
My dad,
awful things.
Not you.
Oh, right.
The people listening might have had dads not quite like you.
Okay.
Like, some people have had their dads walk out.
Right, yeah.
Some people have had their dads not treat them very well.
That's right, yeah.
You lost your dad at a young age.
Yes,
like,
yes.
So this might have not applied to you past your teenage years.
Yeah.
But this is kind of for whoever the main man in your life is. Like, it might be your granddad, it might be your dad, it might be a guardian you've been placed with. This is kind of a chat on that relationship, and it's really important that we're not at odds with one another, that we're not arguing, fighting, and that our goal is to be at peace with one another.
Yeah, it's great. That's right. As far as it depends on you.
So yeah.
We can all do our bit, can't we?
Yeah.
Can't control each other, but I can do my bit. As
100%.
Far as it depends on me.
Yeah.
And
that's really good. Yeah. And I think something as a daughter for me was, in the last years, is this aim to be unoffendable. Like, basically,
that,
if I walk
on a t-shirt, couldn't it? Unoffendable.
I'm unoffendable.
Or a hat.
H&M is going to put that.
Or a song.
Unoffendable.
Or a perfume. A song.
Perfume.
Unoffendable Marc Jacobs.
Yes.
I'm unoffendable. You cannot tell me what to do.
Unoffendable.
Unoffendable, like, by Marc Jacobs.
It's just,
that's definitely,
it's probably already,
but it's
out.
Your aim to be unoffendable.
It's my aim to be that perfume.
Good.
Smelling sweet and looking good, probably on a beach in a long sarong, being unoffendable will mean, with my dad, makes me have a softer heart. It means I have grace for him and forgiveness, and it makes peace reign. Because if you walk into a room ready for someone to attack you, most likely you're gonna be attacked, even if it wasn't an attack. If you walk in and it's like, hey, how was your day, and it's like, you thought you were going to get attacked, it's like, what do you mean, how's my day? I've had a day. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, hey, did you do your homework? Why are you asking me that? Like, why are you attacking me right now? My homework is my own thing. Don't ask me about it. When he's just going,
I don't think I ever asked you whether you've done your homework.
I think you did.
Mum asked.
Okay,
you,
well.
Yes.
No, but do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, if you walk in the room and say, hey, can you do the dishes? It's like,
it's
how dare you ask me
it's
to do the dishes?
It's easy to live on the edge, isn't it?
Yeah.
Too much, yeah.
It's like, even though you made dinner and hoovered the house today, the fact that you wanted me to do dishes is actually so offensive. And like, you are attacking me.
Yeah.
When actually they're just asking you to help out. Asking you to join in the family stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you have to say?
Well, I think navigating the mum and dad and daughter relationship can be challenging, and I think over the years you start off with a baby and they go through toddlerhood and they go through teenage years, and you have to adapt to those differences, and particularly as they become an adult as well, you do have to change the way you parent.
Yeah,
you always remain a parent and you always remain a daughter, but that relationship changes, and at some point, as I say to Emily, she's going to be looking after me in my old age,
you know?
And and you just have to, and I think sometimes you can forget to change the way you parent, I think, as you go along, and have to respect that they are now an adult, and I think that's important, I think, as a dad or as a mum, to change the way you parent as you go along.
Yeah, that's really good. I think something I really like is Proverbs 17, says starting a quarrel is like breaching a dam, so drop the matter before a dispute breaks out.
Yes.
I think it's really special to think of your relationship with your dad like a dam. It's like it is this wall that has been intentionally built up to maybe protect something. Like sometimes dams are, like human-made dams are to protect towns from water. It could be to protect a village, a place, people, or sometimes it's just an animal-made thing. Beavers come in, they make the dam, and it's for them, it's for their lives. And so for us, it's like looking at our relationship as this dam that we don't want to break. We don't want the water to gush through and destroy it, right? And so a quarrel...
Always regret it.
A quarrel is what breaks it.
You always regret the dam breaking.
Yeah.
And I think that's something I've learned over the years. And it's probably we've got different... personalities, haven't we? And I can be fiery, but so can Emily. We're both quite fiery.
I'm fiery.
And I think it's important that, I think it's a really good image, the dam.
Yeah.
Because you do break it and it floods in. And once that's happened, you always regret it.
Yeah.
And I think from my perspective, I can't, as I said at the beginning, I can't control Emily. As far as it depends on me, what can I do? I think if Emily does offend me, because I'm not quite as unoffendable as Emily is, I can get offended by things. And I found that I've had to learn this sanctification thing. I've had to learn to just pause, let the offence settle, let it pass, let the storm in my heart and mind pass, and then pick it up later. Once it's all gone, or often just forget about it. And I found that we've had a much more peaceful relationship as I've chosen not to deal with everything, let things go. And I can be otherwise you have too many fights, don't you?
I think it does say in the Bible to not go to sleep on a problem.
Yes,
but I would say that is a problem that's like...
It's a principle.
It's normally something that's like, if you don't deal with it, like anxiety will be there, things will go wrong. But I think sometimes the best thing you can do is if you're not in an argument, it's something you want to bring to someone, sleep on it, think about it, and bring it to them in a good moment. Because if I've not done the dishes well and it's just happened, coming to me and being like, the dishes aren't done very well... When you are in a state of anger and you've probably got other things you're angry about from the past that you didn't deal with then.
Yeah.
And it's like, now I'm coming to you and I am so mad. It's like, okay, maybe you could have waited. Maybe we could have talked about this at better times. And then if you bring it to them at a good time and they have a bad reaction, that's on them. That's not your fault. And it's kind of a thing of like, well, I've come, I've done the right thing. I've brought it to you. And now it's your choice to take that and either get angry or to have a good reaction. And that's like kind of a good way of doing things. So it could be your dad did something and you want to bring something to him. It could be your daughter did something and you want to bring something to her. Or your son, I don't know. But it's very important that we we tread carefully, because this dam is so easily, like, you take one twig and that's where the water goes through. You take one little thing away that was really important, that you didn't think was really important to the dam, and it suddenly spirals. The whole dam comes down, the water goes gushing, a whole town is flooded, and you've killed 4 civilians. So
don't do it.
Don't do that.
Don't do it.
Be careful. Yeah.
Doing anything in anger is never a great idea.
Yeah.
And so if you're angry, you normally don't deal with things. You think at the time it's right.
Yeah.
But that's just because you're angry. You think it's right to deal with it right now. This is really important to deal with. But if you let it go, you often find later on, you think, that wasn't worth dealing with.
Yeah. Like, was I just being offended?
And you just have a much better relationship.
Yeah.
I used to be a school teacher. And so another lesson I learned in that situation is just don't do things in anger.
Yeah.
It doesn't help.
Yeah, definitely. I think something that's really good is to find a shared interest. Like, we used to go to ballets together, and that was kind of our thing.
I think people are watching. No, I didn't do ballet myself.
We used to go to ballets together.
Yes.
Dad loves a musical or a ballet.
I wanted Emily to... I was quite... up, I quite wanted Emily to be a ballet dancer and so on. But you did, you know, and a violinist, actually. I wanted her to be a violinist. Mm. But you never wanted the things I wanted, did you?
I mean, I did them both, okay? I lived it out. Again, that's another... You saw me in many ballet shows, didn't you?
That's another thing as a parent. Don't force your own ambitions on your children.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Why not? It's
very important. Why not? Well, because in the end... this is the thing. I wish, in some ways, you've got to get older to get some wisdom, but you need that wisdom when you're a younger person and you're first a parent, but you're not as wise then. But what I learned was, obviously they find their own passions, don't they? Children find their own passions.
Yeah.
And as much as I was, and I think it's healthy to encourage your children to do wholesome and good things like art or ballet or music. You can't give them your passion.
Yeah.
And so you've got to just, in the end, let it go and don't force things down their throats. That's not good.
No, because that's just making a mini you.
Yeah, that's right. But you often, I think parents can often try and live their own ambitions and dreams through their children.
Well, really, you should have just been better in the first place.
I should have been better.
Achieve the dreams yourself. And I think something to remember is, with your dad, he was once your hero, and so there can be...
Once? Am I still not your hero?
What? I didn't say that. But, what? I don't know what you're talking about. That wasn't me.
No.
But
I was once your hero, and you were saying I interrupted
my hero.
You.
But the people at home, their dad might have once been the hero. But when you were a child, you just wanted to show your dad all the mud pies you made and the drawings you did, and you would have run to him first with like achievements and things. And then you grow up and maybe you like a celebrity and you start sending them fan mail. Maybe there's a teacher at school and you like want their approval. Maybe there's a girl or a boy that you fancy and it's like, oh, I want their attention. And it's this thing of like sometimes maybe your dad goes to a bit of a back burner and it's kind of like you're just like fuel for me, like you feed me, you give me a home, and that's kind of it. And so just remembering that once you were really important, and so it's really important to keep them important, like bring your things to them. I love seeing my brother is really, really good with his relationship with my parents. He will bring you guys so much, like he will come and be like, talk your ear off about what he's excited about, what he's proud of, what he wants to improve about the church worship band. Like, he has so much to say.
Yeah, he's a talker, isn't he,
and
around those things. Yeah.
You guys hear it first.
Yeah.
And I think that's really special and something to hold on to because...
But there are different personalities as well in this, aren't there, Emily? I mean, I think it's also important for me as a parent to take an interest in what you're doing. So if maybe you're feeling as a parent, I wish my child would treat me as a bit more of a hero or heroine, if you're a woman, then you can't control them, as we said earlier, as far as it depends on you. I mean, all you can do is try and be a good example. Try and be the best example you can. Be patient. because they do go through a phase, I think, that they, where you just mentioned there's distractions and other things are more important, it seems, than the parent. But it's also, as a parent, to take an interest in them. So, like this podcast, me take an interest, how's it going? Or how many followers do you now have on, you know, your... Not that I'm even on social media, really. But I ask. And, yeah. And so that's important as well, not only for you to take an interest in me, but and I'd encourage you, please do take an interest in your parents, but also as a parent, take an interest in you.
Yeah.
And then more likely it's going to come back to you, isn't it?
Yeah, very important.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Be the change you want to see.
Wow, that's really deep. Did you make that yourself?
I made that up.
Wow, that's really, really, really incredible.
Really deep, yeah.
That really came out of a pretty special place. So Romans 12 tells us to live peaceably. Mm. Proverbs 17 says, be slow to anger.
Don't break the dam.
Don't break the dam.
Yeah.
Live unoffendably. Have a soft heart, have grace for your parent, have grace for your child, and at all times aim for peace. Mm-hmm. I think, just anger isn't needed, and it gets you nowhere, and you just end up further probably away from where you started off, and it's another thing you then have to deal with.
Yeah.
Was you guys have had problems and now you've made me angry.
Yeah.
And now you've got another thing to apologize for. Oops. That's 15 minutes.
It's 15 minutes.
Do you have any tips for daughters? Out there?
Tips for daughters. Well, I think people watching this now, you may have faith, you may not have faith, so that you'll be in different places. But if you do have faith, if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, then the most important thing is, firstly, is to know you're loved unconditionally by God. So much so, He gave His only Son to die for you, to save you. Chose you. So whoever your relationship is with your parents or your friends and so on, that's to stay in that place, to remember that, because we don't all have positive parents or people in our lives that love us as we would want them to, but you can know the love of your Father, and that's so important to know that. That you may be let down by people, or you may let people down. You know, you may not be the child you want to be, and so on. You may have made mistakes, but there's forgiveness, and there's that sense of love. And I think if we can stay in that place of I am loved unconditionally, and I'm forgiven completely, we can then be that better daughter, son, or parent that other people need us to be. But it comes out of a place of peace, inner peace. And that dam illustration and so on, we talked about peace. Having inner peace leads to outer peace. Because if we're feeling God hates us, or God is distant, or I'm unforgiven and I've got to earn love, then that's going to infect all our relationships. That's what I'm seeking to learn, and hope that's something great, you can pursue as well.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on the pod. Right. If you have any questions that you want answered that you may have about life, about God, about relationships, whatever it is, DM us at Ribs and Knits Podcast on Instagram. Probably also on TikTok. I don't know. Bless you. Thanks for listening. Maybe go grab your dad and listen to this with him, or maybe ask your dad to go for coffee, hang out with him, do something to serve him today. But notice your dad, or whoever you have in your life who is your main male figure. Thanks for watching. Bye.